Divrei Rabbi Yosef Lili Rabbi Akiva Teret, according to the Brice, like we just had, it will be Teret. In other words, Rosh Lakish is coming to tell now the Klolim what like each town holds. So according to the three Tanoim of our Mishnah, by a Mincha that comes by itself, since it goes Leishim, or be it in of Loi Teret. But according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Brice, like we just had, the last daf, there'll be a little, a few lines up before this, there'll be a din of Teret. What's going to be Mincha Abor Mazdebach? Let's say Mincha becomes Beteres Nesachim. It does not come Beteres itself. It comes Beteres Nechiv of the Korban. Like every Korban Atomid is a Chiv to bring a Mincha with it in Nesachim. So the Mincha that comes with the Korban, Lediver Rabbi Gamliel, for Rabbi Yeshua, Leteret. According to the first two Shittas of our Mishnah, the Dinu be Leteret. Because the Mice is Bor Ali Ishim, it comes on the fire of the Mizbeach, therefore it's Leteret. But the Divrei Kulan, Leteret, both according to the two Tanoim of the last Brisa, and Rav Shimon and our Mishnah, that holds that the Sochim, that are not coming Bifnei Atzmon, but they come Mechval HaZevach, the din will be Tered. See, also this Mincha is called Bo, Zichlal HaKorbin, it will be Tered. Now, what's going to be Nisochim HaBoyim Bifnei Atzmon? Let's say Nisochim, the Yayin that's brought by itself, not the Chlal, the Korbin, but it's brought by itself. So it has one mile of the Koran to Rav Shimon, it'd be Leteret, but still, it's not Al Ishim. So, Divrei Kulam Yerdu. The Divrei Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Shimon, Le Yerdu. On the contrary, Rabbi Shimon, would it be Le Yerdu? That they hold you do not need Al Ishim. It's enough, even sending a third Alam as Bayach, also be Le Yerdu. What's going to be Nisochim Haboy Mimazevach? Nisochim that's brought with a Korbin. So, Divrei Kulam Yerdu. According to everybody, it's put down. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, since it doesn't come by itself, it only comes because of the korban. And also, it's not Lala Ishim, it's not on the fire, it's only on the Mizbeach, the Nesachim, the Yayin. But to be Rabbi Gamliel, Luchudai Lo Yerdu. It's only according to Rabbi Gamliel, his Shittu is anything that goes on the Mizbeach. Even though it's not Lala Ishim, like Nesachim, also the Locher is Lo Yerdu. So, what's the Kashab Shittu? Like, what's Rosh Lakish telling us? Shita, if you learn through the Mishnah and the Brisa, you know these halachis. What are they coming to teach us? So Mor says, yes, I'll tell you, Mincha, Abor, Bifnei, Atzmo, Yisrochle. The Chiddush is that a Mincha that comes by itself, then will be Molo, Leyed, or Kron, Rabbi Shimon. Okay, Rava, like Rava. The Yama Rava says, Misnadiv, Odom, Minchas, Nesachim, Bechol Yoim. That a person has right to be Misnadiv, a Minchas, Nesachim, Bechol Yoim. Meaning you could bring a Minchas Nesachim by itself. See, when the Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah, Obi Yerid, that's only when it becomes Mechlal, the Korban. When it comes by itself, and Echnami, then it'll be Leiterid. Rashi says, this is the Chiddush, that the Yesh Minchas Nesachim, Habo Bifnei Atzmai, that it comes by itself. So the Gemara still asks, if so, V'neshamin Kedirova, let Rosh Lakish just say over, Rabbi's Chiddush, what does he have to say of all these Lakish for? So Mor says, no, Nisachim Aboyim Mazevich Yisrochlei. That's also a Chiddush. That the Nisachim, if they come with the Korban, that there'll be a din of Teret. Why? The Yisrochlei, the Komak of Lulamachor, or Luyoyma Achor, Acheris, that even though you could bring the Nisachim tomorrow, true, it comes because of the Korban. That you could bring the Korban tomorrow, and you could bring the Nisachim tomorrow. So even though you bring it tomorrow, still the din will be it, or be a din Teret. Because otherwise, the Gemara says, "Sakatat Chamin." I would have thought to say, "Hoyo v'yamamar." Since we learned that we dash in the pasukim by midbar that says, "Minchosam uniskeyem balayla," so we dash in also minchosam uniskeyem lemochor that you can bring it tomorrow. Kinesach laboyim ifnei yatzman dami. I would have thought to say, when you bring the nesachim the next day, not the same day you brought the korban, maybe you should have a lochor like it's coming by itself. And maybe in such a case, maybe Rabbi Shimon the Le Yerdu, maybe Rabbi Shimon would agree to hear that Tin Shabiyas Imola Le Yerid. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, you know, that any Nesachim, if it comes Lechlal the Korban, even though it comes a day or two later, still will be a Din Teirid, according to Rabbi Shimon. Only Nesachim that comes by itself, your own Chiyav, then it'll be a Din of Le Teirid. But Kozuman that comes because of the Korban, it'll always be Teirid. Now the Mishnah says, Eilu, Imolu lo Yerdu. So these are the things that once they go on top of the Mizbeach, the din is lo yerdu, you did not bring it down, like we had before in the Mishnah, that the Mizbech on the Kaddish these things. Which psulim? That halan, let's say the dam was left overnight, or else the emurim was left overnight till the next day. So even though the chetchilu it's possible to bring it, but with the evidence put on top of the Mizbeach, we say lo yerdu. Let's say you took the dam or the vosor out of the kloyim, or else via tomei, if they became tomei, fisher nishchat chuslazman of chusim kaimoi, or else bishat the dalar avoidus, yet in moin, or machshava figol, or machshava chutz lim kaimoi, that the korban becomes possible. So even though lechatkilu there's no haktara, still with the yevet, if we went up on the mizbeach, we leave it there. Fisher kiv lupsulim, who then occurred as possible if he made a Kabbalah Saddam, but the ever the dam is lo yerdu. Vizok was dumb if he made his recon in Mizbeach. All these cases is a molo lo yerdu. Rabbi Yudah says, Shanishchato balaylo. Let's say by mistake they made the shchit of the korban at night time to his possible. It says by yoim only by daytime, not at night time. Rabbi for Shanishpach dumma, they did not make a Kabbalah at all. Rather, the dam was nishpach straight on the floor. Or else for Yaitse Dam or Chutz L'Kloyim, if the Dam went outside the Kloyim, Chutz L'Kloyim, so he also viewed him also Tered on these three Psulim. If it happened, the Dim will still be Tered, the Dam goes up on the Mizbeach, he has to bring it down. And we'll see in the Gemara why of Yudah says these three Psulim are different. Now the Mishnah explains, Rabbi Shimon or Mishimon says, let Tered know, even these three Psulim, still the Dim will be, the Mizbeach is Mekadishit. Shere Rabbi Shimon or Shimon says, Kol Shep Sula Bakodesh HaKodesh Mekabloi. As long as when the Korban came into the Beis Hamikdash, it was kosher, and the Psul first happened later in the Beis Hamikdash, the Lach is as kosher. Meaning the Mizbech is Mekadeshit. But Lehoye Psul of HaKodesh, meaning if the Psul happened before the Beino came into the Beis Hamikdash, then Ein Hegdish Mekabloi, then there's no din of the Mizbech is Mekadeshit. Now the Elu, these are the cases Shlehoye Psulim Bakodesh, that the Psul happened even before it came into the Beis Hamikdash. Haroiva V'Anirva, an animal that lived with a man, with a lady. V'Hamuks, an animal that was set aside to be Eved Avoy Dezoro. Or else V'Aneva, they actually worshipped the Behemam. Or else V'Esnan, a present, a pay that was given to a Zaynam. But the Torah said that animal is possible for a Korban. Or else V'Hamechir, an animal that you sold for a dog, that it's possible for a Korban. V'Aklayim, an animal that came from a Klayim, two different animals. For your treifer, the animals are treifer. For vayoytzi daifim, was an animal that was not born normally, came out to the side. Or bali mumin, also the animals are bal mum. So these psulim happened even before they came into the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, the din is im olu yerdu. Rabbi Akiva machshav bali mumin. Rabbi Akiva says no, bal mum is kosher. Even though it's olu, the din will be le yerd. I will see in the Gemara exactly which type of a bal mum does Rabbi Akiva say this on. Rabbi Chaninos Chanakahanim Oimer used to say like this: the doicho ya abo is bali mumim me'agabi ha-mizbeach, that my father used to push away all the mumim for the mizbeach. And the Gemara's Maz will see what he meant to say is that he also like the Tanakam and the Chanami, that if it's olu the din is yerdu, the mizbeach is not mekadeshit, but he would not push it down the derech bizoyin, but rather doicho means kolachiyad. You push it off on the side, not to be mevaza the behemah, the korban. Then the Mishnah says, "Kishem shim olu lo yerdu." Just like all these psulim, once it goes on top of the mizbech, but the evidence if it's there, we leave it there. Kachim yerdu lo yalu. Then once this psul comes off the mizbech, there's no time to put it back up again, and other rabbi not allowed to put it back up again. So in yerdu, once it comes down, lo yalu, do not put it up again. The kulam now sha'olu chayin l'rosh ha'mizbeach yerdu. That the Mishnah Gemara says it means according to Rabbi Kiva that he holds the bali mumim im olu lo yerdu. But if it went up there, if the bali mum went up and it's a chayim, it's alive, then the din is tered. There's no din im olu lo yerdu by bali chayim when they're alive. Only if the mis is a such halacha. What's going to be now? The Mishnah says now olu sha'olu chayin l'rosh ha'mizbeach. Let's say they brought the korban eilo, a kosher korban eilo. They brought it on top of the mizbeach. So locher is tered. The chetchili is supposed to make the shchita lamato. What's going to be shchot of resha mizbeach? Let's say b'di'evet the kohen made the shchita on top of the mizbeach. Then the din is yafshit v'yinateach v'mkoyimo. You have a right to skin it and to cut up the piece of meat right there on top of the mizbeach, and you go to burn it right away. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Yehuda says that the pasuk says, Zois hi oila. This is the oila. And of this we darshan, that im olu, it has a din of the yosin yiyu, that even if it's olu, it's lo yerdu. But I call upon him, it says like three miyutim here. It says, Zois hi oila. So Rashi says the word Zois is a miyut, and the word vihi is a miyuta, and the hay of the oila is also a miyut. So therefore, if Yehuda says, Hare elu gimel miyutim. These are three miyutim, there are three psulim. So here we say Tered, that even though it went up the top of the Mizbeach, it's not Mekadosh, but rather Tered. One of these three psulim, the Shanishka Tobalaila, that's of Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah, that if they made the Shita Balaila, that's a psul, and therefore it's Tered. For Shanishpach Dama, if the dam never had its Rika, as Nishka Dam, the dam spilled on the floor, there's never a Rika, so the Bosor, the din is Tered. And who are din, there's a psul yotzi on the dam, again, before you made a zrika, there's a psul on the dam, so now the boster has a psul, that even if it's olu, the din is yerid. Shemol soterid, that's how Rabbi Shimon gets his three halakas here, from the miyutim, of these three miyutim. Rabbi Shimon says no, oila, pasuk says oila, sayin liyel oila, kshera. Maybe only a korban oila kshera, if it's olu agavya mizbech, the din is, it's mekadeshit. Minayin l'raboi shenishko to balaylo, v'shenishpach domo, v'shiyot domo chus l'kloyim. How do you know that even these three psulim, also if it goes up on the mizbeach, it's lo yerid? And the same thing according to Rabbi Shimon, v'halan, where the dam was left overnight, v'hayotze went out of its place, v'yatonei, v'shenishko chus l'zman v'chus l'mkoymoi, v'yamachshev as piglo chus l'mkoymoi, v'shakib l'psulim, v'zoku es domoi, where a kind that was possible was Tomei, made the Kabbalah, made the Zriko, or else, Hanitonim Lamato, Shinostim Lamalo, the dam is supposed to go on the bottom of the Chuta Sikro, if it went on top, or else the opposite way, Ulamalo, the dam is supposed to go on top, Shinostim Lamato, but they put it on the bottom part of the Chuta Sikro, or else, Vianistim Achutz, the dam is supposed to go on the outside Mizbeach. Shinostim Bifnim, that was put on the inside Mizbeach, whereas the opposite way, Bifnim, the dam is supposed to go on Mizbeach Apnim, Shinosna Machus has put on the outside Mizbeach, or else, Upesach Vichate Sheshach Neshle Lishmon, that these carbonates become possible, there's a psul Shle Lishmon, by a carbon Pesach and a carbon Chattis. Meanwhile, how do we know in all these psulim, that Bidiyevit was put on top of the Mizbeach, the din is, it's Mekadeshit and Layerit, Talmud Lema, the Pesach says, Toiras Oilo, Reboy is a Reboy here, that Torah Achas, L'chol Oilim, is one aloch of anything that goes on top of the Mizbeach. Not only in Oilik Shera, but even in Oilik that has these Psulim, at the Kali Shem Olu, Lo Yerdu, that once it goes up, the Mizbeach is a Mekadashit, we do not bring it down. If so, the Gemara says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shani Marbo, I'll also include in these Psulim, Horoiva, the Anirva, where an Adam or an Isha live with the animal, the Hamuksa, the Nevad, the animal was worshipped, or set aside to be worshipped, the Esnan was paid for Zaino, or Mechir was sold for a dog, or Klayim, or Treifa, the Yoitze Doifin, maybe even these Psulim also, and this we say no, Tam Alem, the Pasuk says, Zeis, there are Miyutim, that not every Psul is in Olu Lo Yerdu, but there are sometimes like these last Psulim that we say Yerdu. So where's the question, how do you know this? Omar Rayas for Rabbi Tiselu, Olohoiti Tiselu. How do I know the first ones is Mekadish, it's Lo Yerid, and the second ones is Terid? So, more so like this, the story is Achash Riba Kosif, there's a Ribu Zoistar Asailu.